The end of January.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, you know, they keep digging, digs in, and digs in. Till finally, on the 31st of January...
They all walked out and they changed staffs with Kilt in Houston?
KLIT in Houston.
Yeah.
And, you know, April the 1st came and here's all these new faces and everything else. And they said, well, we're sorry. They complete mass walkout. It was probably about 3 o'clock in the afternoon before anybody finally realized it was an April Fool's joke.
But you really can't do those spoofs anymore. That... Top 40 radio, rock and roll radio, whichever you want to call it, it was a spoof a minute. It was all mm-hmm. built on spoofs and fun and
over a period of 3 months, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it just kept building up and up and up, you know, until finally it came the 31st of March and they just completely walked out, you know.
That was Gordon McClendon. Yeah.
You know, I was wondering, now you were, you know, I'm probably from the same area you are. You were a jock at the time and I was a kid at the time. But don't you think that when I was 15, 16 years old back in 56, 57, back in there, I was living in New York where I was born and raised and used to go to the Paramount Theater, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Alan Freed concert, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Clyde McFadden and Laverne Baker and...
oh, yeah.
Big Joe Turner and Chuck Berry and them, of course, you know. But don't you think at that time that was a form of exercise to release our unburnt sugar within our system, which the kids of today, nowadays, don't do. They go and listen to a concert or they sit down and read records, you know.
Oh, there's still outlets. It's a perennial aggravation for those that get into a certain age bracket that they start to get down on those that are coming up. I guess it's forever a problem.
Even in our day, you know, they said record ops were no good. What the hell you want to go listen to them bums for, you?
Yeah, they said that disc jockey up there spinning records, that guy, he's walking out of here with all the money.
We know what he does. Hey, thanks for the call. We have 18 past the hour. The kids still move, even if they're theoretically sitting and listening. It's amazing how they still move to the music and spend a lot of energy. Let's take a break and be back in a bit with my guest.
WLOL 1330.
WLOL Talk Radio always tries to bring you a great lineup of in-studio guests. We feel it's a very important part of good talk radio here in the Twin Cities. Here's one of our upcoming guests.
Hey, upcoming. Here in WLOL, we got a new guest list. This coming... that's interesting. this Wednesday... On WLOL, all day from 6 to midnight, focus on prison reform. This Wednesday on WLOL.
WLOL
Sport Report.
Hey, Biff Buff here with all your sports news to this hour. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston down Vancouver 5-0, Cleveland down Buffalo 7-5, Minnesota defeated Pittsburgh 4-3, Montreal-St. Louis played to a 2-2 tie. In the NBA, Detroit 128, Phoenix 126. The Chicago Cubs signed manager Leo Durocher yesterday to a contract for the 72 season, thus ending speculation that the lip would be replaced. And three starters on the St. Louis football Cardinals will undergo surgery on injured knees tomorrow. Tight end Jackie Smith and defensive backs Jerry Strovall and Larry Willingham will all go under the knife. And for now, I wouldn't touch that. That's WLOL Sports.
WLOL weather.
Hey, the forecast for the Twin Cities, and we're going to talk about Lake Street Bootery after this. Okay, Ron? Forecast says cloudy this morning, low of 28, partly cloudy Friday, variable cloudiness, a little warmer Friday night and Saturday, with the chance of a little snow Friday night. High Friday 40, low Friday night 32. Did you get all that? Good. Chance of precipitation, 5% this morning, 20% Friday, 30% Friday night. Right now, outside, 15 miles per hour our wind out of the west-northwest, 33 degrees our temperature, very light snow.
WLOL 1330.
Hey, got another good commercial lead in. Speaking of snow, got a special for you this week at Lake Street Bootery. How come we're doing everything so right tonight? Wouldn't the salesman be proud of me? This week at Lake Street Bootery, you purchase a pair of winter snow boots and you get your choice free of a can of silicone water repellent or a tote bag in which to carry your shoes. And by the way, even though they can fit all the hard-to-fit sizes at Lake Street Bootery, don't worry that you're going to have to come out of there with a pair of galoshes. They've got the kinds of winter glamour boots and overshoes that, well, they're just as glamorous as those you find downtown in the expensive shoe saloons or out in the suburbs. Lake Street Bootery, 27th and East Lake Street, that's across Minnehaha and Hiawatha as you're heading east on Lake Street. That's why they call it East Lake Street, you see. Yes, Lake Street Bootery, that's where they are. And you stop by, you tell Vince Camaro that you'd like to see some of those good-looking overshoes, good-looking boots, good-looking winter footwear. And this week only, your choice of a free gift. Don't forget, too, you ask him for the Lake Street Bootery Shoe Club card, which gives you your 13th pair of shoes absolutely free. Lake Street Bootery, the place to go for sizes and styles hard to find. Where the magic word after tonight is Sam. Never forget a name. Anyway.
Doop, 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 doop-a-bell, 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 through this world, nothing can stop the duke of earth. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I am.
Okay, little test. Who recorded the Duke of Earl?
Duke of Earl. Will we ever forget the Duke of Earl? Oh, wait.
Nobody? No, Terry? Does Terry know?
I can't remember.
Wait, I know. Don't tell me.
Tell him.
Let's go on to something else.
I'll think about it. But this brings up a point. There was a reason. It was to embarrass you, Sam. No, the reason was the fans of rock and roll sometimes think that the guys that played the stuff back at the time were fans, too, and can play trivia games about who wore size 8 shoes in Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps band. And that's not necessarily true. I don't remember much about the rock stars. I remember a little bit about the songs, but I don't know anything about the private life or who was married to who or who did what to who or anything like that. And I have a feeling most other rock jocks are the same.
I would suspect so, yeah. You maintain some of the old friendships. Bobby Vinton is an old friend. That impresses you. I saw right away, Marv, you perked up.
Well,
he's
from North Dakota. How can I be impressed, right?
Oh, no, he's not.
South Dakota.
No, he's not. He's
Minnesota?
No, he's from out east. You're thinking of Bobby V.
Bobby V. was from the Dakotas.
Yes.
Yeah, we had the head of his fan club in Des Moines, and she never let us forget it. He was almost a hometown boy. He's from the Dakotas.
Oh, I remember the first shows that we did a show to kick off the station when we first went rock and roll. We had a big twin show, one in Minneapolis and one in St. Paul, and we're going to fly them back and forth, the stars with helicopters. And
wow.
Bobby V. was on that show. And Billy Vaughn was on the show.
Billy Vaughn.
Yeah,
wow.
Zowie. Real boffo stuff.
Yeah.
And we had about 30 acts on the show. And the big gimmick was to get these stars back and forth and fly over the... Some of the stars didn't show up.
Right.
And it was 2 days before the show. They had the Minneapolis Auditorium booked and the St. Paul Auditorium booked. 2 days before the show, somebody said, "Were we promoting it?" And they said, "Didn't you take care of it? Didn't you take..." Well, it was one of those things. And in the St. Paul Auditorium, there were all of maybe 35, 40 people that
Good.
Holds 10,000. And
Good.
In the Minneapolis Auditorium, the big crowd was there. It was about 65 people. In an
Good.
Enormous show.
That
Pit
impressed
orchestra,
the stars.
The whole thing.
Yes.
It was really great. Gee, fantastic.
Hey, my biggies were... this was at the Val Ray Ballroom in Des Moines.
No, there's a Bell Ray here.
And I think it was Val Ray. It must have been... Bell's brother
Cousin.
Val. Yeah, right. And my big show was Dick and Dee Dee.
Yeah, oh
and
yeah.
Jan and Dean.
Yes.
And some single guy, not Jerry Butler, but some single guy kind of like that. And I remember that Dee Dee had pimples. I do remember that. And that made me think she was a real live person.
Well, Little Eva was in that. Remember Little Eva?
I remember Little Eva, but I never got to be in a show with her. Yeah, you know, you
or
do
Fabian.
What you can. We did a show then with Jackie Wilson, which made me realize that that was when I first, I guess, saw what a star was like. Because they literally, two bodyguards picked him up and carried him off the stage, away from the screaming fans.
You said your first gee whiz right there.
My first gee whiz, I said.
Gee whiz.
Wow, he's a star. And from then on, I didn't want to buy
clothes from Penny's anymore. I wanted to buy clothes from... Hey, it's 26 past the hour. Let's take some phone calls. What the heck? Good morning. You're on WLOL. My guest can hear you.
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Sam. Sam Sherwood.
Hi.
This is Jim Biaggi.
Hey. Hi, Jim.
I just rolled in the house today, you know, just now, and my mom's listening to the show, so I thought I'd listen to it.
What are you doing getting in at 1:27?
Well, I went to a play down auditorium in Promises, Promises.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in St. Paul.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I wanted to ask you about that, you know, that rock station we were talking about that one night?
Yeah.
How's it doing out in California? Is it going over at all? Or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, phenomenal.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, I had another question for you. Remember a long time ago when that guy, TJ, was up in that house, you know, in Minneapolis by the Post Street Tower?
Yeah.
Who was it, anyway?
That was Jimmy Reed.
Oh, yeah, I can remember that.
Yeah, we had problems up there with the... he was up there for, well, the entire Aquatennial week. And, of course, we put him up there, and we went through great pains in putting in air conditioning because Aquatennial week is usually a warm week.
Mm-hmm.
But we forgot about the sanitary facilities.
Oh.
We had the air conditioner up there. He died inside, but outside he was
he
cool.
He was cool.
Was he up there about a month then?
No, he's... it was past... The Aquatennial was over, and he was still up there.
Whatever happened to him, he's probably still up there trying to get down.
Yeah, the last I remember, I just remember the soles of his feet. I can't never recognize his face anymore.
Well, thanks a lot, Sam. Take it easy.
Hey, go to bed, Jim.
Yeah, well.
Thanks for the call. Good morning. You're on WLOL. My guest can hear you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you heard this expression? Why should a working man be paid when you get a job like you guys have got?
I've heard that. As a matter of fact, I think it was just mentioned to me this morning on the phone to the home office.
Yes, and by all his employees. That's an interesting point. I guess lots of people figure that it is pretty easy being on the radio.
To always say that.
Yeah.
He liked his job. He was a mailman.
I was a mailman once.
Yeah.
Well, then I wanted to ask you, can I talk?
Moving right along.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm over 30.
Well, I think at least two of us in this room are.
Yeah, well, now, do you fellas compare yourself with, like, Olson and Johnson, Red Skelton, Phil Harris, Ink Spots in the old days?
No, they're, we...
I mean, do you wish you would were back where you were in live audiences?
No, that's, wish you were back in history. No, I wish I was tomorrow, you know?
It was my day.
What happened. We'll never change it. It was great. It was great to reminisce, and it's great to think about it. But whatever happened, there's no more control left over it. You might as well go to tomorrow where you've got some control over it.
You know, I was a babysitter for Olson and Johnson's daughter, June.
Hmm. How were you?
I was 16, and she was 10, so we went down to the Radisson Hotel, and she took care of me because she was so more experienced in the world than I was.
I bet that's true.
Yeah, and then Olson and Johnson, you know, they were a lot of fun. But as soon as they got in the house, then they got serious. And they called their mothers, and they called their wives, and things like that.
I think that's something, too. I think people have the opinion that that radio people, or all entertainment people, are necessarily in real life as they are when they're on the stage or on the air. And I don't think that's necessarily true.
It's not true. And it's not all fun and games.
No, it's, if you don't show up, you just don't show up anymore, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you how we do here. I'm 63, and my son is 21 years old, our last child.
Uh-huh.
And he's upstairs playing rock and roll, and I'm downstairs playing Andy Williams, Ink Spots, and things like that. And that's the way we get along.
Well, you can probably consider your generation gap about 3.5 feet.
Thanks for the call. 1:30 in the Twin Cities. This is Open Line on WLOL AM and FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Back with my guest, Sam Sherwood. And a look at rock in about 4 minutes.
If your club or...
News from 6 to 9. For up-to-the-minute news from around the world, be sure to tune to the 1330 spot on your dial, WLOL.
WLOL Open Line 698-5566.
And now, from Minneapolis, St. Paul,
WLOL,
the top of the Twin Cities, continues with Open Line.
I better better break out of this one before we all cry. There were lots of tragedy songs back in those days. We were trying to list them one morning.
Patches, Teen Angel.
Running Bear was a tragedy song in spite of the oompa, oompa, oompa kind of stuff.
Well, I think everybody did routines on Running Bear.
Yeah.
Until the manager said, look, we're not going to play the record anymore if you guys don't clean it up.
Right. Hey, we have. Speaking of nothing, sorry about the transition there, friends. We have some air checks, which are simply, well, we don't know how long they are, but we have some of the original KDWB guys. Who do we start with? Any idea?
I think we start with Hal Murray, and then we go into a fellow by the name of Art Way, and then we go into Bob Friend, and we go into to Lou Regert, and I think that's it.
Well, let's play. We'll see how long they are, so let's play at least one or two, and then we'll take the calls.
Another sound citizen service of KDWB. And speaking of prayer,
KDWB, back
again to you. 1957. One of the platters, better platters, called
Light is Gone. And no songbirds are singing
my prayer.
When the twilight is gone, I pray.
The platters and my prayer. My prayer the other day was down on my hands and knees praying for a raise. The boss walked in, saw me, took one look at me down there praying. He said, ha! Going over my head again, are you?
It's KDWB's Entertainment Billboard.
For Wednesday, the 7th day of March.
Here's what's happening in the Twin Cities.
The Patty Chayefsky smash Broadway comedy hit The Tenth Man comes to the St. Paul Auditorium the week of March 26th.
The annual St. Paul Boat and Water Panorama starts in the St. Paul Auditorium March 22nd.
Next Monday night, many of the all-time great boxing movies will be shown at the Crown Ballroom. KDWB's DJ Leary will emcee the affair, which is open to the public.
Starting next Monday, the New Loon in Minneapolis presents recording artist The Champs in person for 1 week.
There's all-star wrestling in the St. Paul Armory this coming Saturday night, and hockey in the Minneapolis Arena on Friday night as the Millers play host to St. Paul.
Top movies around town include A View from the Bridge, Lover Come Back, Sergeant's Three, and The Innocents, all playing at leading Twin City Theater.
The Olaz Theater at Lake Minnetonka presents Invitation to a March, Thursday through Sunday night.
The St. Paul Area Chamber of Commerce will sponsor Aircade on March 16th.
Isn't it great to live in the Twin City?
American, what they say? Holy mackerel. They're the first couple I've ever seen with lips that move like hummingbird wings. If you know what they say there, write it on the back of an old crumpled $10 bill, neatness does not count, and tear off the top of your nearest grocer and mail it in to me. That's me.
This is the KDWB High School Hall of Fame. Today, KDWB salutes
Frank Zell Bradstone. And if you know what I said, tear off the top of your nearest boxcar and send it to Boxcar.
I know you don't love me no more.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hal Murray, when was that? When was the air check? Any idea?
That was, I think, about 1960. No, that was about 1961, 62.
Well, you were playing a 57 song as a golden oldie, so maybe it was 58. Or 60, 61. Yeah. Wow. Does he still sound like that, I wonder?
Is
he?
Absolutely the same.
Hasn't changed.
Hasn't changed. I heard him on KQV about 4 or 5 years ago, and same.
Oh, wow.
Uncoordinated.
Funny. I imagine. Of course, when you're ad-libbing like that off the top of your head, sometimes you wish you had a swear switch like we do here at WLOL.
Yeah,
sometimes,
but he was exactly like that off the air, too. He was just an uncoordinated individual. He went down, I remember, he would always pile his car through something. And he was down to Sunray Shopping Center, and he drove in for a personal appearance and ran right to the phone booth that was on the sidewalk. And he took the car down, had it fixed. They had it all pounded out, and the guy said, well, look, wait, we'll drive it out in front, and you pick the car up in front of the dealership. I can't remember what dealership it was. He says, no, I'll take it right here. He got in the car, backed up, and went right into a pole and left it there and said, I'll be back tomorrow when you get the trunk straightened up. He was just a wild man.
Oh, wow. Hey, let's take some calls. We've got some of the other guys, too, that we'll play a little bit of, some air checks of. This is WLOL, friends. In spite of what you may be thinking, this is Open Line. I'm Marv Gatch. Nothing has changed that much. Sam Sherwood's here with me. We're talking about rock and about the early days of KDWB. I wonder what they're paying us for this program.
I don't know.
They certainly should.
I think we ought to get them on the phone right now and say, look, let's get the rate card out, the LOL rate card.
The LOL rate card for a two-hour sponsorship.
Yes.
Right. Good morning. You're on WLOL. My guest can hear you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Listen.
Yes.
I don't remember who recorded the Duke of Earl. That really bugged.
Is it bugging you now? Well, Gene, I'm sorry. Sam remembered all by himself. I just blew the first name there.
Okay.
Now, if I say Gene, that should help you. Gene?
Gene, what's his name?
Yes, that's
what's
the one.
His name? You got it.
You got
that's
it.
The same thing I said.
Oh.
You win the empty Coke bottle.
The empty Coke.
Tear off the top of your grocer and mail it to boxcar. No, that's that was the other thing, wasn't
the other guy.
No, that was Gene Chandler.
Gene Chandler, yeah, he has a club in Chicago.
Yeah, Mrs. Chandler's boy.
Mrs. Chandler's boy.
Oh, that was bad. I'm sorry.
Every town had sorry. One disc jockey who used that, too. This is Mrs. Gatch's little boy, Marv.
Yes.
Yeah.
TGIF, they still use that.
Yeah. Thank Gatch, it's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gene Chandler.
Gene Chandler.
That's the one. What else did he sing? Anything that ever made it?
Oh, yeah, a few things.
A few things.
Son of...
I remember him as...
You're right, there was a son of the Duke of Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am the son. You're right. Yes, you were saying.
I was going to say, I remember him. He owns a club in Chicago, and he lets you sit there and hear one performance of about four songs, and then he ushers you out. Honest to God.
Well, that's known as... that's about the only way you can make it with live entertainment these days. Unless you're playing... unless you have a rock dance band and single kids. It's tough. I have lots of sympathy for the one show, usher them out, or make them pay the cover again.
Well, that's what he does.
How about that? Well, if he's still in business, must be doing something right.
I haven't checked, you know, but I noticed his patronage was going down like another club that was here, and it wasn't here for very long.
That's a low kick. That's not nice.
Well,
some of us in this room were associated with that club you're referring to.
Well, I'm sorry.
All right.
We each know a friend that went to Boston to on a fellowship, too.
Well, I haven't talked to you for a long time. My goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Where have you been?
Did you go to the wedding?
No, I wasn't invited.
You weren't invited?
No. I guess they got some other buddy shotgun, so they didn't need me.
he said he invited you, but I didn't get a chance to go because I had another wedding to go to at that time.
Well, we could talk like this forever, but the other 14,999 people out there probably are not too interested.
No. You disturbed me from my sleep. I said, who recorded that record? Duke of Earl. Wow.
Now you know. Now you can have a good day.
Good night's sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, night.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. You're on WLOL. My guest can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Betty Lou, and I just got home, and I turned on my radio, and you were playing my favorite song.
Is that right, Betty Lou?
Yeah.
You old dirty repeater, you, Betty Lou?
No, this is Betty Lou, and you were playing Teen Angel by Mark Denton, and that's one of my favorites.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Would you like to dedicate it to anybody?
No.
Oh. You don't have any friends, I see.
No, I came home, I was just, you know, after we went to the roller rink, Frankie and I went over to the drugstore and we had some colas.
Did you really? Did you have little chocolate cola? Was he really a big spender?
Cherry.
Cherry Coke. Cherry Coke, yeah.
One of the worst kind.
Yeah.
And well, you know what? This is
did they do the broom skate there at the roller rink?
No.
Didn't do the broom skate?
No.
Oh, what a crummy roller rink.
Yeah, it was. But anyway... It was fun, though. This is the third time I've been out with Frankie, though, so I let him kiss me goodnight this time.
Hey, wow.
What do you think, Sam? Sam, do you want to counsel this young lady?
I don't know. I don't think I'm capable. I get all nervous.
Sam's never kissed Frankie. How would he know?
Yeah.
Right. Well,
first I would, but I know he'd shut his eyes.
Well, you know, what I really like about Frankie is the way he dresses.
Oh, is he cool? No, is he neat? Is he neat?
He's really keen.
He's keen.
Hey.
He dresses really tough. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
And a polka dot vest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and man, oh, man. Yeah, a big Panama with a... Hey, listen.
Yes.
My little sister Barbie wants to talk to you.
She's a doll.
Second.
No, I'm sharp.
That was a joke.
Oh, thank you. You noticed.
Hi, this is Barbie.
Yeah. Hi there.
Yeah. You know, my favorite disc jockey is Rob Sherwood, and he must be related to Sammy.
Oh, he must be. Are you and Rob related?
No.
Well, gee, I would think.
I know that Robbie has a lot of groupies, though, and I don't think Sam ever.
Well, but see, I'm only 10, but you know. It's really funny that they have the same name.
Why is that? Can you explain why that is, Sam?
Sure I can, but I'll have to take a little time.
Gene Chandler.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. There's another girl wants to talk to you. Her name's Zelda.
Yes, and isn't that amazing? That's just how it used to be. You'd get on the request line, and there'd be 27 little girls all in the phone booth.
Yeah.
Standing on each other's shoulders. Hello?
Hi, this is Zelda. And I want to say, you know, I as far as radio, I chase channels a lot. You know, I'm always moving the dial.
I've heard all the guys say you're a channel chaser.
Yeah, and I really like to, you know, move the dial. And I listen to KQ, and I really, you know, I like the good vibes that come from KQ.
Oh, good vibes.
And, it's really, really out of sight. And
Well, we have to move along. There's lots of boys and girls that want to say hi to Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus, yes, right. But one thing I want to know, didn't Bob Friend used to work in Cleveland, Sam?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks for the call.
If it's a hit, you hear it first. Exclusively on KDWP, you hear hits first.
Wow, where did we get that one? That's amazing. He had it in his other suit. We should take a break, I guess, if I want to have any chance of all of having a job tomorrow. And we'll be back with Open Line in just a bit. I don't know. But I do know this. Lake Street Bootery's been in business for 35 years, and they're from the old school of thinking. Now, that doesn't mean old styles, but that means good old-fashioned service. Remember that word, service? Remember that's what you used to get when you went into drive-in restaurants and department stores and called plumbers and carpenters and things like that to your home? Well, you still get service at Lake Street Bootery because they train their people. They not only pick nice people, they give them 6 months training before they let them fit a pair of shoes on a foot. And I kid you not, Lake Street Bootery, 27th and East Lake Street, where the magic word it says here is Marv Gatch. I don't know what happens when you go in there and say Marv Gatch. I'm afraid to try. One thing I guess they lay on you is a Lake Street Bootery Shoe Club card. What you do is you become a member, you get a membership card, they record the dates and the amounts of your shoe purchases, covering any kind of footwear for anybody in the family, and when you've purchased 12 items, you get a 13th pair of shoes free. And that's kind of important if you're buying for mom and dad and little brother and little sister and even grandma and grandpa. Lake Street Bootery, the home of the Bootery Shoe Club. And don't you forget, the place to go for styles and sizes that are hard to find. Lake Street Bootery, 27th and East Lake Street, Minneapolis, where the magic word is Marvelous Marv.
WLOL Weather.
Forecast says cloudy this morning, partly cloudy Friday, chance of snow Friday night, and cloudy on Saturday. Low this morning, 28, the high Friday, 40, low Friday night, 32. Right now, very light snow, 33.
Beep, beep, bye, bye, bo, bo, bum. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Sandy Nelson on the tail end, but who did the first one? What was the first one? Who's on first?
Those were the,
I'm still trying to find out, what was the last question that we were hanging on for?
It was Gene Chandler.
Gene Chandler. That's over. What was the song you played before this?
Charlie Brown.
By whom?
And what was the name of the song?
Charlie Brown.
Oh!
Charlie Brown.
By whom?
The Coasters.
The Coasters. The Coasters. Yes. I remember them well. Yes. They held a lot of drinks back in their days. 10 minutes before 2 o'clock. I could probably still be a rock star as old as I am if I really tried and if I bought Orban. By the way, is something we should really blow the whistle on some of these alleged disc jockeys.
I heard one this morning, Mark, that... you were speaking of wedding before. I heard the joke this morning, and it'll give away that who I listened to this morning. But I skip around.
What the heck?
Well, the guy said, you hear about the hippie that got married, they threw rice and it stuck.
Oh. That's got to be an Orban joke. There are services that disc jockeys buy which have funnies, and I use that word very loosely, on them. And so some of those wise, funny things you hear, you can hear in cities across the nation if you got the money.
That's right, and they say, shop at Harvey's gas station, which reminds me of the old, you know, whatever, and they go right into page 4 of the Orban book.